Bauska Freedom Monument, Bauska. A monument was built with donations from Bauska residents and organizations in memory of all the soldiers who fell in the Latvian freedom struggle. For those who fell for the freedom of Latvia in 1915 till 1920. The monument stands majestically on the left bank of the Memele River and reminds us of those Latvian riflemen and freedom fighters who sacrificed their lives in the name of free Latvia. The monument is adorned with the lines of Vilis Plūdonis. That is how great he is, and he is able to die for others. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the second half of the 1930s, a plan was born to install a bronze sculpture of the ancient Latvian warrior Lajplēsis on the monument, the design of which was developed by sculptor Kārlis Jansons. At the beginning of 1940, the necessary funds had already been collected, and the sculpture was supposed to be unveiled on July 1, 1941. But the implementation of the plan was interrupted by the communist occupation. The idea of adding the figure of an ancient Latvian warrior to the monument was returned after the restoration of Latvia's independence, when the sculpture was made in bronze by the son of Kārlis Jansons, sculptor Andrejs Jansons, after his father's design. It was unveiled on November 18, 1992. To the left of the Bauska Freedom Monument is a memorial, ensemble, for those who fought against the Soviet occupation and the victims of communist repression in the Bauska Castle Garden. The memorial ensemble in the Bauska Castle Garden was opened on the 90th anniversary of the Republic of Latvia on November 18, 2008. The memorial site was created according to the idea of the Bauskas region's politically repressed club Rāta. The two-part gray granite monument was made according to the design of architect Inta Vanaga, with the funds of the Bauska City Municipality and donors. The text is engraved on it. To the fighters against the Soviet occupation regime, arrested, deported and tortured, 1940 till 1990. Every year on March 25 and June 14, memorial events dedicated to the victims of the deportations of 1941 and 1949 are held at this place. To the right of Bauska Freedom Monument are the memorial steles for the cavaliers of the Lajplēsis military order associated with the Bauska region. The steles were unveiled on November 11, 2018. The granite memorial steles were created as part of the project Remember Lajplēsis, dedicated to the centenary of the state of Latvia. The initiator of the project was the Youth Guard and Information Center. The steles were made according to the design of the artist Jānis Strupulis. On the left side of the square behind the memorial ensemble to the victims of the struggle against the Soviet occupation and communist repression in Bauska Monument to the defenders of Bauska against the second Soviet occupation is located. A monument to the city's defenders was unveiled on the Bauska Castle Mound on September 14, 2012. The idea for its installation was conceived by Imants Zeltiņš, one of the few surviving participants in the 1944 Bauska defense battles. The battles for Bauska lasted from July 28 to September 14, and a significant number of Latvian soldiers participated in them. The words carved into the 2-meter-high granite, to the defenders of Bauska against the second Soviet occupation in 1944, from July 28 to September 14. The words of the President of Latvia, Kārlis Ulmanis: Latvia must be a Latvian state. The total number of Latvian and German soldiers involved in the defense of Bauska was not large, 3,000 to 4,000 men. The German 215th Infantry Division alone had to defend a 30 to 40 kilometer long front sector from Mežotne to Jaunsaule. On the other hand, judging by Soviet sources, in the attack on September 14, the Red Army could have been outnumbered by as much as 10 times, some 15 till 20,000 men. The city's abandonment was also facilitated by enemy tanks breaking through to Mežotne, and Bauska was threatened with a siege. The defending units left the burning city under a hail of enemy bullets, wading chest-deep across the Memele River and carrying their wounded with them. The fallen comrades had to be left in the burning city, where those who died in previous battles had found their final resting place in various cemeteries in Bauska. The losses of the Red Army were many times greater, as evidenced by the numerous fraternal cemeteries of Soviet soldiers later established in the Bauska area.